The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Out for your just desserts, it's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud, I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn, all talking about out your mouth, I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk and burn, your bare heels soaked the worn your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops, send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the chief just way too smart to question, the enemy the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Charlton Heston, man. Look, it gets low here. No, now I'm talking about
so what you gon' do?
It's my favorite mutiny. Yeah,
the mic on. With you, your logic does not compute.
Come on.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Island Wholesale, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the Thursday, November 17th edition is on. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. And listen, it is completely open line today, all right? We got lots to talk about. Listen, as a matter of fact, we'll double up on the trivia tomorrow. We'll double it up on the trivia tomorrow, all right? Because can I tell you where to lie? Dear God. When you look at the pages of the Nassau Guardian, we'll jump right in to the headliners. Who are West making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. You know how to chime in. Phone lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. Now, as we get into the headliners, brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads.
Recording in progress.
Yeah. Hold on. What you recording? You putting a Lincoln on me? Calm down. Hi. Or maybe a SBF. Maybe he got everything recorded because, you know, big headline today. FTX liquidator files in U.S. court. Sims explains entire brand of FTX ultimately operated from the Bahamas. Now, big story in today's Guardian. Story by Travis Cartwright Carroll. Brian Sims, KC, one of the joint provisional liquidators appointed to oversee the winding up of FTX, said he did not authorize anyone affiliated with FTX to file for bankruptcy in the United States and rejects the petition. Now, big question, Mr. Producer. Is it not like the big why? But why? I have looked at some of the documents in the Chapter 11 in the bankruptcy over there. It's pretty open. Some stuff, is, you know, it makes you wonder. It makes you look. It makes you say, wow. And now all of a sudden, we want it to be handled here. I mean, let's backtrack a couple of years. Remember when Mr. Ismarillion wanted to file for bankruptcy? Man, go wherever you want. I don't care. Go to Timbuktu. When Mr. Nygaard wanted to file for bankruptcy? You don't care. Go where you want. Go. I don't know, run. Now, all of a sudden, FTX files for bankruptcy in the United States, and all we hear is... brakes pump. What? No, sir. We ain't authorizing that. But why? Again, why? Why is this case so different from those other cases? It makes one wonder why. What might be the reason? And if you look at it for what it is now, there are many layers to this stinking onion. So I want to know what your take is. Why the pertinence and the necessity for it to play on the home court here? If you got a defense that travels, you could play anywhere in the NFL, right, Wally? You got a defense that travels, you could play anywhere in the NFL. So if you got a defense in this, you could travel. So I want to know why they fighting hard for the home court. And of course, story by Candia Dames in today's Guardian, Prime Minister Davis, we will emerge from FTX saga with enhanced reputation. An enhanced reputation for what? Attracting fraudulent figures who bring shame and degradation to this nation and sully the brand that is known as the Bahamas? That's what we're going to come out with? I mean, I want to know, because at this moment in time, it don't look too good. It was egg on our face. Now it's starting to look like something else on our face. Let me check the text line. So the new FTX CEO said after 2 days examining the books, faulty regulatory oversight abroad. This is in complete contradiction to what Brave Davis reported to Parliament just yesterday. How bad is this going to get, and how dumb and incompetent will the Bahamas be made to look? The world is watching, Texter. The world is watching. And here comes another dent, another body blow to our reputation of doing business. We look like it's all buck up go, banana republic. And I hate to use that term. I hate it. But when we live up to it and when we got to own it, then we got to use it. And this right here is ridiculous. I mean, listen, when it comes to climate change and carbon credits, you are right with me, Mr. Prime Minister. You got my ear. With this, I respectfully would like to put on my comedian hat and for Bill Maher mode and say, I'd like to call BS right now. Because I don't see any way, shape, or form we're going to come out with an enhanced reputation. The risk was not properly text. All right, let me get this next one. The risk was not properly evaluated and required mitigation not done. Our regulations should require, if not already required, that investments over $1 billion have more stringent regulations, requirements to operate in your country. Makes total sense to me, Texter. I don't know why it doesn't to other folks. And here's another interesting headline from the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Mitchell, on Bankman-Fried extradition rumors. I don't know anything about it. So, you don't know anything about extradition. That's fine. You're moving to have the case here, which begs the question, why? How many layers of this stinking onion are there? Let me get back to the text lines. Naughty, we were tainted with drug dealing for the last 60 plus years, and they bring that up in every movie. So what do you think about the FTX? We will not come out of this looking like a shiny diamond. We will come out looking like doo-doo. And thank you for going old school with that word. You could use so many other things, but yeah, thanks for letting me dig into the crates and break out, you know, the old Zavis lower school vernacular right there. The question is, Naughty, did FTX sponsor any of our Junkanoo groups? I bet SPF will be at a $5,000 New Year's Eve bash taking shots of juice at a hotel near you. No, you talk about Junkanoo groups. My question is, out of all this, and it screams for proper campaign finance reform and a proper Freedom of Information Act. The big question is, who What, why, when, which political party, how many political parties, were there political parties that were funded by this operation? That's the question that people want to ask and want answers to. Who was funded by FTX? Were there any campaign contributions made to one or both major political parties or the whole entire campaign trail? Who benefited from that on the campaign trail? We'd like to know that as well. Let's go to the phone lines. Be good? Are we still got issues with this one here? All right. So, call a call back. Try 323-6232. Oh, that's not, that's the one giving us issues. So, 325-4316, 325-4259. 325-4316, 325-4259. Naughty, that's a very good question, but that is the reason why we don't have campaign finance reform and a proper Freedom of Information Act. Too many questions. These administrations don't like questions. But when it's our money, when it's our dime, shouldn't we have the opportunity to ask questions? Another headline involving our Minister of Foreign Affairs, UN records showing no vote from Bahamas on Russia reparations, an error, Mitchell said. So hold on. Said that the United Nations, which shows the Bahamas voted against a resolution that calls for Russia to pay war reparations to Ukraine, was recorded in error, and that the Bahamas actually joined other CARICOM states in abstaining. Okay, so listen. You didn't vote yes. You abstained. But somehow it was no on the ballot, and now you're going to say it was a mistake? Right now, you did not want to piss Putin off, didn't you? Aye! Wooey! The jokes. Naughty, I can read between the lines on Mitchell. He's not saying he's clueless. He's saying brave and whoever may be are in a closed room dealing with everything FTX, so don't ask me. Naughty, why have the case heard here? The crap will hit the fan, and when the name's called, I say no, let the case be heard in the U.S. Period. Let the chips fall where they may. Right. Why have the case heard here, Naughty? The crap will hit the fan when the names get called. Yeah, let it. I agree. Wherever it needs to be called, let it be called. I mean, to tell you the truth, I don't know why there's such an issue with having it called in the States. Like I said before, if you got a defense that could travel, you could play anywhere. You could play at home, you could play on the road, you could play wherever. Then you got that suspect defense, you want to play at home. You need that home cooking. You need that, yeah, you need that home field. So, you know, let's see how it plays out. You know, like I said, there are many layers to this stinking onion, and I'm sure by the time I get off here, three or four more will be revealed. But we have to look at it and take it all in. We can't take just things for face value. Got to do a little research. Got to do a little digging. Do a little investigating. Because if the information is not readily available there, and you have these spin doctors spinning, like, you know, Lignum Vitae tops. You like that reference? Old school Lignum Vitae tops spinning with the nail in the middle. Call up. You're hitting the line that we have issues with. Try 325-4316, 325-4259. 325-4316, 325-4259. That means, yeah, hang that one up and try 325-4316, 325-4259. I see you calling, but you keep calling the number that we got issues with. Naughty, the only thing that could save us right now is bring in the New England refs. Well, that might work because Brady was a big spokesperson for FTX, and now they got a class action lawsuit against them, all the celebrities that actually promoted it. They got the class action lawsuit going on. So you never know, Brady might make a call to the refs. You know, you see them New England refs show up. Brady winning. Somebody losing, but it ain't gonna be Brady. But, I mean, here we are, 2022. And the world now looking at us again. We come out of the dark days of the drug era. We still got chickens coming home to roost from that. And here we are on Front Strip again. In the digital space. With egg on our face. The more things change, the more they stay the same. It's like a continuing soap opera. Just the characters and some of the storylines are different. Naughty, this has nothing to do with the topic, but you heard the Pope going on Mount Sinai to write, you know what? Why do I even read this text sometimes, you know? Oh, God. Naughty, I personally think the case should be heard in U.S. courts because we are too corrupt and mismanaged and stall the case if it's heard here. Naughty, wait until they file a class action lawsuit against the Bahamas as a country. Don't say it, please. Don't do it. Don't put that out into the atmosphere, but God forbid that happens. But here we are again, looking at more bad publicity, more damage to the brand. And as we slide out of the headliners into the buzz, brought to you by John Shoes, here we are. Tongues are wagging, opinions are swirling. You got a lot of people in the political world, you know, and the politicos and the pundits and so on and so forth, very defensive on certain sides of the fence, very quiet on others. But the big question remains, why is it such an issue for this bankruptcy to be heard in the U.S. courts rather than here? Every other major bankruptcy case, go on about your business. This one here, pump air brakes, pump emergency brakes, pump foot brakes, all of them. Doesn't that make one wonder? As a voter, as a taxpayer, that doesn't seem a little odd to you, a little peculiar to you? So, at the end of the day, here we are. And as we have conversations here, the world is having conversations abroad. And every time they bring it up, like a hashtag, the Bahamas is attached to it. And I don't agree with the PM. I don't see how we will emerge from FTX with an enhanced reputation. And there's a lot of spinning and a lot of smoke and mirrors right now, but that's not fixing the problem. And furthermore, when you look at it, it's moving goalposts again. One thing is said in this vein, but then when it comes out internationally, it looks totally different. Do we really know what's going on? That's what I'm saying. Texter, Bahama was in Delaware. Nygaard was elsewhere. Why is this case? Why everybody so up in arms to make sure and ensure that it's heard here? Naughty, we don't have time to be voting for Ukraine to receive reparations when our Negro leaders won't even petition reparations for Negro persons who are descendants of slavery. Good point. All right, I'll go on the break and I'll Google it, Dexter. I'll Google it. Naughty, Barbados told FTX no thanks. Why don't we consult with Mia Motley? She seems real smart. Well, we like to follow fashion with a lot of things that Ms. Motley does. You know, why not that? Why not some consultation? You know, and when you look at it, the new FTX CEO, after examining the books, faulty regulatory oversight abroad. But yet something else was said in the House. So where are we? you have to want to know. I mean, this right now, we're on the precipice of something. This could go either way for us. We could come out in the long run with that long shot chance. No harm, no foul. I still don't see an enhanced reputation. I think the best of this is no harm, no foul, keep it moving. Or the absolute full range of manure, every type of manure in this country, will hit the fan in one way, shape, or form. And not only will we have to deal with it here, we'll have to deal with the fallout internationally. Because like I said, the world is watching this. This is taken over from the Johnny Depp case. The world was tuned into Johnny Depp. And Amber Heard. And boom. Nothing. There was a void. Until FTX and SBF came along. And you want to spice it up? Throw the Bahamas in for the equation. Yeah, let's spice it up a little more. Let's make it a little tropical. Boom, chicky, boom, chicky, boom. Hey, yeah. Naughty, after the FTX blows over, which will be a long while, things will go right back to normal. Same old games. We need outsiders to manage our digital space, just how we need foreigners to manage our political scene. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. I don't mind you saying that we need outsiders to manage digital space, especially if you are dealing with people who have managed it for a longer time period and got more experience, can teach us better technology. We don't make the mistakes they made. We get on their level a lot faster than it took. I have no problem with that. Foreigners to manage our political scene? You don't know that, you know, allegedly and rumors have swirled for a long time that foreign consultants have come in to help manage our political scene. So if they manage it and these are the results we get from their management at the polls, do you really think we need them to manage it for 5 years? Like my late grandmother used to say, tú estás loco, muchacho. You're crazy, my friend. All right? I'm with you up until the digital space. As far as the political scene, lose me with that, buddy. You know, we need to manage our political scene. We don't need foreign entities meddling in our political scene. Yeah, you know? I don't need to see Khaled popping up with a video next time because you don't know nothing about the Bahamas, Khaled. What you need to do is go have some fries and some of that chicken you be selling and have a good day. And you're my boy. But I don't want to hear from you on that. I want to hear from you on something else. Bigging us up. Naughty, where are we? Covering and ducking the embarrassment. Yep. Good old-fashioned ostrich strategy. Stick your head in the sand and wait till the ish blow over. All right. So let's get to the break, Mr. Producer. Get the first one under the belt. On the flip side of the break, we'll continue the conversation. We'll check out the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. We'll get into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. And at the bottom of the hour, I got your numerology report with Cuban Willie coming up, brought to you by the Island Game, all right? It's all coming up on the flip side of the break as the Thursday, November 17th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Get a jump start on gifts at KFC this holiday season. This November, when you enjoy the craveable flavor of a KFC Meal Deal Mega or a Big Deal Mega, you can enter for a chance to win. KFC is giving away one MetaQuest 2 VR headset every week that can be yours by simply mega-sizing and entering your receipt. Enjoy your finger-licking good KFC chicken meal and enter the Metaverse, courtesy of KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good!
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and we set up a robotic prostatectomy. When scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Dunkin' lets the good vibes float with their new Blood Orange Refresher, bursting with flavor. Dunkin' Blood Orange Refreshers balance bold, sweet blood orange with tart cranberry and a hint of fall spices for a fun twist on a much-loved flavor. Served over ice with either green tea or coconut milk, Dunkin' Blood Orange Refreshers are loaded with B vitamins to keep you feeling renewed and refreshed. What are you waiting for? The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, the Thursday, November 17th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. And we get up into the global warming, and it's all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And don't forget, man, when you upgrade to a mega-sized meal deal, you have a chance to win a MetaQuest 2 headset, all right, and get into the metaverse with KFC Nassau, all right? So upgrade it today at your favorite KFC location. Fill out the form, put your name in the box. Next drawing's coming up real soon. You can be getting into the metaverse with KFC Nassau. And listen, what's eating up the planet? I'll tell you what's eating up the planet. FTX. Still, if you look on Twitter, Mr. Producer, am I wrong? Is it still not the number one topic on Twitter? The most tweeted about topic? FTX. Let's check the text lines. It'll be better for them if they identify all of the oversights before anyone tells them how incompetent we really are. Then remove the entire Securities Commission board. I honestly don't see how they avoid it. Bahama tried for Delaware, but was rejected and ended up in the Bahamas. Okay, I stand to be corrected. But it was rejected in Delaware. But if it wasn't rejected, everything would have been cool. Do it in Delaware. Still boils back to my point, and I appreciate the text, Texter. Why is it the big? Texter who just texted me on that. Give me your 2 cents on this. Why is it the big, like, no, we have to have it here? You know? Why do we have to have it here? That's the question. Naughty, I agree. Why aren't we the citizenry not allowed or being warned to tread carefully when this is quite a big topic in our country? What does tread carefully mean? Is this a dictatorship? Let's sort out the understanding of what's happening together. To not talk about Give's appearance or feel or some impropriety that may have happened when that does not have to be the case. So you all chill with the command of tread carefully, please. Well, listen. But Texter, wouldn't we not have this issue if we had a proper Freedom of Information Act that was functioning, that had some, and that was applicable? Naughty, SBF is acting like a child after he's caught in wrongdoing. Oops, sorry. Our laws are weak when it comes to violators, so I don't expect anything to come out of this from our side except the provisional liquidators, who, may I add, are not investigators, taking years and paying themselves most of the monies to bring closure to this case. He will be indicted by the U.S. and sent to jail for mismanaging clients' funds, while our Bahamas officials will remain mums the word and purport the lie that we are okay and have done an awesome job in dealing with this FTX saga. How do you really feel, Texter? But yeah, I'm glad that we're getting the feedback, because it's important. This is important. We can't sweep this under the rug. We can't play it off. We all need to talk about this in every level of society, because it affects us indirectly and directly. And everybody needs to. That's why if somebody doesn't get it in your peer group and you do, break it down to them. Give them some links. Let them, you know, do some research so they can really grasp what's really going on here. Naughty, they said a regulators and system is faulty, just like most sectors in the country. Billions in VAT collected with nothing to show. A lack of a judicial system, on and on. We can't manage nothing with substance. We sell ourselves these dreams like we're so ahead of the Caribbean or Africa when we're just as bad or worse. The PM can't complain that first world nations are picking on us now. We are inadequate in these technical fields. We need to step our game up. Naughty, I think the local position has been handicapped by the early run on the accounts that should not have happened. If SBF's intent is true, it means that we have deeper problems locally. Ironically, he owes a number that is a couple of billion below our national debt. And if he is allowed to continue his rhetoric from the Bahamas, are we aiding and abetting? Interesting. See, when I say I have the biggest and best texters and listeners in the business, I mean that. You all just run out sometimes, but you all just bring it. You all got some good gray matter up there. You know, you are some intellectual talking heads. I like that. But these are the conversations we need to continue to have, because at the end of the day, like a lot of you have said texting in, this isn't going anywhere. This dark cloud hanging. And listen, all it really takes is one or two cocktails at the right moment, an SBF hop on Twitter. We all could be finished. We all, man, what? He started to post it and, hey. But yeah, that's the big question that a lot of people have really gravitated to. Like, why is the big issue for it to be held here? Naughty, all the excitement because the governing party was taking photo ops and in the news, TX. So what you expect, the people like, what you expect people to do when something like this breaks? Well, you can't distance yourself. Hey, when you got all that PR out there and all those photo ops, you know? Oh, that's a good one. Sam was sent here as an economic hitman. Trust me. Texter, you've done some reading, I see. I think you might know the background of Mr. Friedman a little bit. You should have a look. You know, take the time and do some research. And check out the SBS background. And Naughty, if the world viewed us as a third world country, how in the living hell they expect us to properly monitor FTX? How come he was able to operate in other countries? Obviously, he was in other countries operating. But then he found an opportunity, you know, when things got to, when the issue to find there, to pack up and come here. Because I loopholes and so on and so forth, and here we are. And you say, well, how come he packed up shop and came here? Do you ever think he might have been recruited? You ever think he might have been courted? You ever might have thought that? I mean, if you look at our track record going back, Shah of Iran, Robert Vesco, Joseph Leder, Harachi, Nygaard, Kozny, Wisefish. And if you want to connect the dots as to which administration was in power at the said times of those entities were here doing what they did, well, it's very coincidental. Very coincidental. So this may just be, you know, you have to tip your hat to consistency, maybe. You know what I mean? You can say, at least they're consistent. Oh, okay. Texter. Very enlightening. Naughty, the money that got out of another jurisdiction, we wanted held here to have some measure of control, but Sam spent other people's money here. Sam don't want to give up what they got. Yeah. Hold on to everything. I'm still trying to figure out, you know, how things got hacked, you know. $895 million gone, allegedly, out of $1.2 billion that was there, and you had $900 million leveraged, $9 billion leveraged, $9 billion leveraged, $1.2 billion working with, and then boom, overnight, that gets vaped and vamped. Boy, I tell you, you can't write this note. This like a Netflix. This should be like a Netflix series. Naughty, the big issue is that the global financial watchdogs do not trust that the Bahamas will not help facilitate abuses to the financial system. That is why it will not be here. They have no confidence in our governments. Pluralized. Yeah. The heads are talking, Mr. Producer. Talking today. So let's get to the second break. On the flip side of the break, we will get back at it. I'll answer the rest of these texts that are coming in right now. Keep them coming. And we'll get you ready for Cuban Willie's numerology report, all brought to you, of course, by The Island Game. That's all coming up on the flip side of the break. That's the Thursday, November 17th edition of Talking Heads. Continues right after this.
Dunkin' lets the good vibes float with their new Blood Orange Refresher, bursting with flavor. Dunkin' Blood Orange Refreshers balance bold, sweet blood orange with tart cranberry and a hint of fall spices for a fun twist on a much-loved flavor. Served over ice with either green tea or coconut milk, Dunkin' Blood Orange Refreshers are loaded with B vitamins to keep you feeling renewed and refreshed. What are you waiting for? The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. I am a serviceman, been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Refined style with elegant taste, the fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, the fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, the fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, the fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we put price guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start.
from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we can make your dream come true.
We playing with Island Games.
It's time to say hello to finger-licking good KFC Bites. KFC Chicken Bites are freshly hand-breaded bites of premium white meat, seasoned with the Colonel's original recipe of 11 herbs and spices. These boneless KFC Bites are made by the fried chicken experts and include your choice of mango habanero, buffalo, barbecue, honey mustard, ranch, or special KFC sauce for that grown-up taste you'll enjoy. Dip, dip, hooray! KFC Bites, it's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the Thursday, November 17th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. And let's go to the text lines. Naughty, that man took those tokens to another platform, please. Okay. Naughty, he busts up the money trying to play numbers. I wonder what he was trying to catch. Once he played it with the Island Game, I don't have no problem with that. Naughty, the theory is that Sam was set up to stop this new system that was aimed at making the present fiat system or financial system obsolete. Who really owns Binance is the real question. Does CZ have dual citizenship? I like it. You've been reading a text. I like it. Naughty, Sam is strongly connected in Bahamian politics. He seems to be tied in with all parties, FNMs and PLPs. He seems to be a well-connected young lad. That's the main reason they want proceedings to take place in the Bahamas. Break it down, Dexter. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, what's up, Naughty?
What's going on, my brother? Long time no speak. All is well with you and yours?
Yeah, I was trying to call you yesterday, but...
We got an issue with one of the phone lines. I think that's the one you were trying to hit.
Yeah.
325-4316.
I tried out one, but what happened when I had to call, I didn't want to come in on the sports spot with the... Well, right. I was calling right after that lady.
Right. Well, go ahead.
You want me?
Go ahead. I mean...
I could come in. Okay.
Comment on it.
I agree with that lady who was on, you know. And I ain't that your boy been nothing.
No.
All these national teams should be able to get their trip financed by the government. The government, them spending money go all over the people. That's only about 15% traveling. Not even that far. They've been abiding and think that costs plenty of money.
Now, listen, and I'm not trying to defend the minister, all right, in any way, case, shape, or form, but I do appreciate him calling in and candidly breaking down what it is. I think what we need to find out is when these leagues are given stipends and support from the government, then they need to be able to present books. They need to be able to do audits and show exactly where the money spent, where it got broken down, why there was a shortfall, and then maybe...
Right.
You could get government to come in and fill in the gap in a last-minute effort to get them there. Or maybe corporate Bahamas will then come in and say, you know what, let's get this team here. We'll fill in the gap. But we got to have some sort of records to know why. It can't just be, you know.
Yeah, well, I agree with what he said.
But
you know,
there are several points that I agreed with the minister, but also with the caller, like you said. And being a coach and being a father kind of puts me on a tightrope because I can see it from both sides. But at the end of the day,
because
I feel if they put in the effort, we should have made the effort to get them
for
there.
For them to go. But what the minister did, he threw them under the Federation, under the bus, because he saw, like he said, I give you the $50 for those people.
No, I don't call that throwing under the bus. I call that being upfront. I call that being upfront. No, if I gave it to you, don't beat me with the stick. I did what I was supposed to do.
Yeah,
now,
but, okay.
What happened with the money. Because like Pearly say, I give you 50 for gas. You stop off and you get, you know,
KFC.
You get some cocktails. And now you give your gun and you come by with $10 and you're 30 short. Well, you need to know what happened. Give me the receipts.
Yeah, well, that's the same thing. Because if he give them, the Federation, the money for them to make the trip, and then they turn around and then have the people being waking out and doing day to do and then turn around and the Federation turn around and say, no trip, make it song like they didn't get no support. You know, it's not like I'm
well, listen, you're in luck because I know Pearly and I are probably going to pick this up a little bit in the 5 o'clock hour because I do have some text leaning toward it. So feel free to chime back in because we will be picking this up. I can see the text coming in now. So we're going to be finishing the conversation. Call me back in the 5 o'clock hour, caller. Right after the news, and we'll pick it up. Excellent first hour. Everybody who texted in and called in, and we'll keep it going. This time on the flip side of the rink, we're just talking sports. Keep it right where you got it. Talking Heads, the Thursday, November 17th edition continues right after this. News is up next.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. The Thursday, November 17th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. And we're into the 5 o'clock hour. So we got to talk sports. And we chime on in, you know, like we do each hour with Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And it's well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Chopping Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. And don't forget the happy hour every Wednesday and Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. And don't forget they got that great businessman's lunch special. You're in and you're out within your lunch hour. Different special daily. Give them a call. See what they got chefed up for you today. 377-7776. All right. Here's the deal. What happened on this day in sports history? November 17th, 1926. The Chicago Blackhawks played their first game in the NHL. 1940, the Green Bay Packers became the first NFL team to travel by plane. 1968, NBC cut away from the final minutes of a New York Jets-Oakland Raiders game to begin a TV special, Heidi, on schedule time. The Raiders came from behind to beat the Jets 43-32 in one of the most infamous comebacks ever that was never seen. Seen it later on in life because of the internet today and, you know, thanks to NFL Films. Why does that sound like it's coming out wrong? NFL Films. That was a classic, though. 1982, the NFL reduced its 16-game season to 9 as a result of the 57-day player strike. 1991, Mike Utley of the Detroit Lions suffered a spinal injury in a game against Los Angeles that left him paralyzed from the chest down. 1997, Mario Lemieux was voted into the NHL Hall of Fame. 2003, Barry Bonds of the San Francisco Giants became the first Major League Baseball player to receive 6 National League MVP awards. And your sports quote of the day, how you respond to the challenge in the second half will determine what you become after the game, whether you're a winner or a loser. Lou Holtz, one of the greatest college coaches ever. All right, we got Pearly zoomed in yet? Keep an eye out for Pearly. The Zoom is real. He's probably by the air fryer right now. You know? Because you know how Pearly goes. Pearly, Honey Glade something. You know, when you got the air fryer, something is going to get honey glazed. It's going to get glazed, huh? You chiming in now?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Listen, me and Wally were just saying that something is getting honey glazed. Whenever you're late, something is getting honey glazed in the air fryer. We don't know if it's pork chop. We don't know. What'd I tell you? Pork is Thursday. Pork chop. Honey glazed.
And then I have a good dear friend, a family friend. He makes some of the best macaroni. He sent me a little small pan of some macaroni to go with that.
What?
I'm in shape.
You're in shape, boy. You're in good shape. Throw your rice together now. You off the chain.
We'll probably do some mozzarella cheese over some broccoli in the fryer, you know.
You taking it up a different level now there, Bobby Flay.
Hey, man, that's what it's all about.
You're Bobby Flambe. How about that? That's the new one. You're the Bahamian, Bobby Flambe.
About the life, you got to cook.
But Pearly, listen, before we get into who's in and who's out, because you know we got a game tonight,
yes,
Titans in the pack. I know you probably want to talk hot stove real quick. I know Peter's probably going to chime in at some point. And Wally, when Peter chimes in, remember, just put him on mute until we bring him in, because I had a few Jack Daniels last night. We had some celebrations at Joker's. And I don't need to hear the clink, 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 clink slot machine sound effect right now. I'm good. But let me know when he chimes in. But Pearly, real quick, we had a great show yesterday, impromptu interview.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
With the Minister of Youth, Sports, and Culture, Mr. Mario Bodeg. I appreciate him chiming in. But I can't tell you a word, a lie, Pearly. My phone has blown up all day.
Okay. I've had a myriad
of questions. So I told the Texans, I said, listen out today. Pearly and I will address it at the top of the hour, and then we'll get into the sports. Okay?
Okay. You know, I just before we get, I want to tell you, we've gone international, you know.
We have?
Sort of. I have a young man, his name is Alex Schlepper. Him and I went to university together in Minnesota. And he's now the director of admissions for St. John's University. And he texted me last night and says, I'm driving down the streets in Nassau, and who do I hear on the radio? Pearly Thompson. He said, I can't wait to get back to Minnesota and tell everybody you're a radio celebrity. So that was kind of cool, you know.
Give him the link and tell him listen in when you get up there to Minnesota. I got some family up there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I'll give him that. Yeah, he might be listening right now for all I know. Hey, Alex,
what's happening, man? Listen, I got a Boog Powell first baseman for you that could slash as an O-line defensive tackle, and I got a little 12-year-old pitcher coming up, man. What you saying? We need some St. John's scholarships through Uncle Pearly. That'll make his life great. He'll move back to watch his nephews play in Minnesota. He'll go back to Minnesota just to do that.
You got to come there with a high three point, though. You know, we don't slunk in, you know.
They ain't never had below 3.5 in their life. You forget who they ma is.
I know that.
You forget who they mummy is.
I know that.
And I know dummy that. Myself, know but when it comes to battle of the brains in our household, my wife, Mensa smart.
Get into that conversation.
I haven't won an argument in 22 years, but by damn, I keep trying.
Yeah, you ain't gonna win one either.
Hey, listen.
This is my
motto or my mantra when it comes to that. Two Irishmen walk out of a bar. It could happen. Well, I could win an argument with my wife. It could happen. It's probably not going to happen, but it could. Fair enough.
Listen, I listen.
Look at him. They done trying to teeth the pork chop out the air fryer. Get out of there. Who trying to teeth your pork chop, Pearly?
I ain't gonna tell you. You know the poison.
Well, you better get them some pork chop or you'll get chopped.
The poison always shows up right when he must see a smell at. He must get something in the house and just go off, and then they say, look, 5 minutes later, Bob, hey, what's happening?
All right, we got a text us in. Pearly, the meal sounds good. If you make a coleslaw, please, no raisins in the coleslaw.
Oh, no. Never, ever, that,
that's
ever,
a sacrilege.
Ever.
But yesterday, got a couple of questions. Naughty chimed in yesterday. Listened to your show yesterday. Very entertaining show. Had a couple of questions for you. Why did the basketball team, as to why the basketball team didn't go? It was really sad. Now, The biggest question from this text here is they were representing the country and not a federation. So why haven't they been allowed to go, especially when the team was playing at a high level? And then a couple other questions. The funds given to the government and to the federations is used to assist with stipends for umpires, referees, equipment, and training, etc. And all the executive members are volunteers. So why are we short? Well, that goes back to what you mentioned. They need proper auditing. Wouldn't you agree there, Pearly? I mentioned it earlier. They should be able to present books and say, this is where everything went, and we're short this much. We did our due diligence. We've done our fundraisers. We raised this much. We got a stipend from you guys. We spent it on this, and we're short this much. I think that earns more time from the government to maybe intervene and help, or maybe corporate Bahamas now decides to come and say, hold on, let's get behind this team, and let's send this team off. They're short this much, let's come together. But when there's no accountability, when there's no records, like detailed records, and it's just up in the air, it leaves a lot of questions, and it leaves loopholes. And I understand where the minister was coming from, but I also understand where parents are coming from and taxpayers are coming from.
You know, we have certain teams. I'm not going to call the teams. I'm not going to point numbers at them. They may have a distinct advantage because of the nature of people who actually participate in that sport. But we have certain teams that never have to come running begging for money and say they ain't got it. They always send the teams to Carifta and different things. They send teams to the FINA championships. They send people to the world championships, and I never hear them come out and say they need money. Never once.
All right, call us at 54316, 325-4316, 325-4259.
I think it goes to planning. I think it goes to management as well. You know, we know that the World Track and Field Championships are coming at a particular time in 2 years. We know that the FIBA-based basketball championships or the World Baseball Classic, I'm calling all the sports, but I don't want to think of picking on any one sport. We know certain championships are coming. You don't notice if the event is September, you find it's in August. You notice 3 Septembers before that.
Let's
We have to put plans in place.
Let's get to the phone lines right now. Go ahead, finish, Pearly. My bad.
I still think if the government giving you $80,000, you need to be audited.
All right, we're gonna get.
Let me see how you're spending the money.
We're gonna get.
That's just my view.
We're gonna get to the phone.
Some people may not agree with it.
We're gonna get to the phone lines right now. Of course, this is the home court. All the local sports headlines, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And remember, ride into the holidays with Burger King and easy car sales. All right, you can win a BYD 2020 hand. All to do is upgrade your favorite combo at your favorite Burger King Nassau location. Fill out the form, put it in the box. Come December 28th, you could be riding into the new year in a brand new car, courtesy of Burger King and Easy Car Sales. Let's go to the phone line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Hey. Who's this?
Hey, Pearly.
There you go, Pearly.
Yeah, I tell you, I will call you back.
There you go. The floor is yours.
Hello?
Yep, the floor is yours, yes, and Pearly is all is.
I agree with what he said. Hey, you have to audit the book, but... You know, the Federation could be a little problem now because when time comes to trial for teams and things, they can make sure the money's there, particularly that particular Federation. Now, my point is that if the money was given for them to travel and then you turn around and do something else with it, I think the minister could have intervened then and said, no, I give you this money to let that team go off. You see my point where I'm coming from. And I agree with what
you're saying. I don't know if the money is directly given for that specific trip. I think they were given X amount of dollars to use towards travel, whatever expenses you got and all that. So they were given enough money. And I guess, I'm only guessing because I don't know things, and money should have been there for them to travel. That's, you know, so.
Yeah. Yeah, but that don't sound good because you got me waking my butt off and then when the time come to go, hey, you know, money there and you make the people. As a public member, the minister came and he cleared up, and I get to understand. But one more point I want to put across, we need to come up with a national lottery because I think a lot of Bahamians will vote for national lottery, and that could help with a lot of this expense for sports. You know,
I've always supported that.
Yeah,
And I think that needs to be looked at and stop pushing that under the table or throwing that down the road. That'll raise enough funds for us to sponsor all these national teams, you know. But anyhow, I hope that don't happen again, you know.
But I appreciate you chiming in, caller.
Glad to hear from you.
And, of course, we got another caller calling in. Remember, 325-4316, 325-4259. Those are the lines that are working. We got issues with that one you're chiming in on. 325-4316, 325-4259. All right, let me check the text lines real quick. Naughty, they can't funds would say, well, what about us? Now, you want to talk about the
That's
musicians?
Deep.
You could call me
That's
back
deep.
During
deep.
4 to 5 and we'll talk about that one. But today, and that's a good point, Texter, but today we need to know, how do we make it better? How do we find a solution to this? We know the components, but how do we make sure moving forward that the government is not beaten with a stick unfairly? Federations need to do their due diligence and get the athletes where they need to be. And when I say due diligence, meaning run the federation correctly, have the proper auditing in the books, and be able to ask for the shortfall when it is, if there is one. And then have plans on filling that shortfall to ensure the team gets to where it needs to be.
Yep.
I mean,
I agree.
It is what it is. And like you said, if it could happen instantaneously for some disciplines, it should be able to happen for all, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
All right, Corley, I think you just got the memo. 325-4316, call me 5-4-2-5-9. 325-4316, 325-4-2-5-9. There you go. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, my brother. How are you?
What's going on, Big Jeff?
Well, right here, man. Good afternoon to your guests, both on the phone line and in studio. Naughty, let's be very sensible here. I think by now, after having done this thing for quite some time, our government, especially our sports agencies in this country, would have an idea or should have an idea of what the expenses are going to be like to carry a X amount of contingent to all of to most of the events that we participate in. You know, it kind of baffles me that we are still having this kind of conversation even today. I mean, some years ago, they said that, you know, we see a lot of the sporting agencies or members of sporting agencies out on the side of the street asking for monies and stuff, which I don't have no kick about because that's them trying to sustain themselves. But the government by now should be able to have a budget, especially for the events that Bahamians often participate in. There should be X amount of budget already allocated for our athletes to go to these places. I mean, it's just mind-boggling that we're still here acting as if we're back in 1973, 74, with the same things we're discussing when we should be ahead of this curve. How many times do our athletes who represent this country, for instance, have to be out there asking for sponsors? Where is the mandate for a lot of our corporate citizens? And although not knocking that they do not do their part, but where is it that we are actually putting these monies aside to actually go to the next level and try to have sufficient monies in the coffers for our athletes to go and participate and represent the country? I mean, it's totally uncalled for, man. We it's like we're spinning around in circles, discussing the same things over and over and over again. Let our government step up to the plate. We can find monies for everything else under the sun. Trying to put some, you know, create a special coffers to put these monies in. I don't care how much millions of dollars.
Maybe we need
a coffers for our people to go and participate, man.
Maybe we need like a sports czar.
Well, we've been talking about that for quite a long time, and I'm pretty sure, not in closing, you know, I'm pretty sure that a lot of our sporting agencies have put petitions forward to our government. By now, we should have been able to budget. This year, hey, they're going to CORIFTA, or they're going to the CAC Games, or they're going to the World, to the Olympics, or whatever. There should be some type of record by now that they should be able to follow to say, we need X amount of dollars in the coffers to ensure that our qualify and go to these meets. You know, that's it, man. Thanks for taking my call.
Always, Jeff. Always a pleasure. Always good stuff when you chime in. Carter, on the line, 323-6232. That's not working today, so real quick, 325-4316, 325-4259, 325-4316, 325-4259. Pearly, any comments on what the quarter had to say?
No, he's making plenty sense. I mean, he's hitting the nail right on the head. And I don't want to, you know, belabor more anything more than what he has said.
Right, let's go back to the phone lines real quick.
We just got to get nervous.
I never
rather to call it something. Wait.
Yeah,
I know some of them customers think.
I know, but that's because you're a Dodger and a Dolphin, no other reason. Talking to this.
Yeah, but how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's going on?
Anyway, you know, on the other side of the curve, right? We never have any problem in finding funding if the athletes are ahead of the curve.
Okay.
Right,
yeah, I got you. Continue now.
Okay. Now I think you know, in this case, the question may have been, are the athletes competitive?
Well, they qualified, so obviously they played to a level in order to qualify.
Yeah, but qualified and being competitive could be like two different things.
Well, obviously you have to have some sort of competitiveness to make the qualifying rounds, right? You have to qualify, you have to be able to advance, so you have to have some sort of level of skill in order to advance in said tournament. You may not be the number one seed, but obviously you've exhibited enough potential to play on, so you should be allowed that right to see where you actually fall among the best.
You know, this could be a good one to watch.
Yeah, you definitely got to, I agree, get your popcorn. This one could be solid. This and FTX is a good little, if you like sports, keep an eye on this. Because I tell you, I just feel like I mentioned earlier, Pearly, we got to get to a point where we find a solution to this. So we don't have the continued spinning the wheels in the mud and easily point the finger at the government.
Where's the national lottery? Whether we put a tax on the numbers houses to put an X amount of dollars into a sporting fund, or I mean whatever it is, I know they do now, but whatever it is, we have to get done to make sure that funds and like I say, I ain't got 100% financing that. I think we should come out like say. And you know, to be honest with you, I'm happy that the government gives them money. Even the government comes to the federation and says, listen, how many events you going to do this year? What's your budget for 150? Okay, the government will give each of you all $50,000 towards your travel expense. Find the rest.
There you go. Well, we'll pick up...
But that's just a suggestion, you know?
Well, we're going to go to who's
separate
in...
Separate and apart from the subvention of the 80,000 or 20, whatever that amount of money is, at the minister, 80,000 the ministers that they get. Separate and apart, they get a separate funding, and I think he said that for some special cases that you put it this year, 50 grand or whatever the amount is, I'm saying 50 grand, and that's what your money towards, whatever y'all got to do to travel.
All right.
And that's a stop.
We're gonna go who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros on the flip side of the break. And don't forget, the final 10 today is Who's In and Who's Out with Michael Fabiano from Sports Illustrated. We had such a good show yesterday. Didn't get to break that off for you, so we'll do that for you today. All of that's coming up on the flip side as the Thursday, November 17th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Do you want a chance to win one of five Yamaha Kryptonite scooters? Do you like the great taste of Frito-Lay chips? Well, all you have to do is purchase chips like Lay's, Doritos, and Cheetos at your favorite grocery store. And you can enter to win thanks to Frito-Lay and the Island Wholesale Scooter Giveaway Promotion. Want to know more? Join us at Value Depot, 20 Williams Drive, November 19th, this Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. for a chance to play Island Wholesale Shoot and Win Game for instant prizes and a chance to win one of five Yamaha scooters. Frito-Lay, distributed by Island Wholesale.
Burger King wants you to ride into the holidays in style with a brand new 2022 BYD Han all-electric sedan from Easy Car Sales. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just upgrade your favorite combo for one ticket, or double your chances with the King Combo, or triple your chance to win with the purchase. It's electric at Burger King this holiday, where you get the chance to win a 2022 BYD Han EV sedan when you upgrade your combo at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Play with Island Games. We make it.
making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We're paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we put in Bahamian's voice, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Refined style with elegant taste. Defined Threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, Defined Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Defined Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Defined Threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Hey, the Thursday, November 17th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. 5:30 p.m. is the time. And let me jump into the text lines real quick before we get into who's in and who's out. Brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And big up to Chef Comer and the crew, man. You know they're doing the thing right now, right up until 6 p.m., Mackie and Rosetta. But don't forget, coming soon, R&D Plaza. Ah, the west side there, Pearly. We got one of our own.
Yes, yes.
I can get beat so bad. Oh, Lord. I can taste it.
They can stop. They can start piling up.
You ever had the crock lobster gyro?
No, I ain't never had that one.
Dear
you know.
God, party in your mouth. We're not south and the tropical flavoring. What do you got going?
Listen,
in the chopped up mangoes.
Kevin,
right?
I come in that way tomorrow.
Popping, buddy. Popping.
Coming that way tomorrow, Kevin.
Popping. And listen, you know which one with your boy around the corner will like? Get him that cheeseburger gyro, buddy. What?
You
off
think so? You mean
R&R? R&R, but you'll have him doing whatever you want to do, but you give him that cheeseburger gyro, that one called over. Over.
Okay. He's smiling, you know.
You might have to find him.
Smiling,
you might have to run him off Markey Street from licking the window at Tropical Gyros. After
you
have
belly shaking and everything, but
that's what I tell you. Anyway, hey, Chef just chimed in. As a matter of fact, Pearly, say, tell Pearly no problem. Well, I already know it ain't
all
no
right.
Problem for me. Look like lunch on Tropical Gyros tomorrow, Pearly. I'll pick you up at 12.
I'll be ready.
Naughty, I stand on the fact that certain programs are not of priority for the government, and even the Federation is lackluster in the way they govern and handle the monies allocated to them. One is certain, and two things are sure. If you continue to treat your athletes as second-class citizens, they will not look back to represent you when you need them. There's another one. If athletes are representing the country, then the government should pay the cost of their trip and related expenses. When government travels and takes massive entourages, their expenses are covered by the government as they are representing the Bahamas.
It takes them back to.
Boy, I tell you. This is one. Hey, Pearly, this right here, I telling you, this is something that is in the craw of the sporting community.
And a part of me agrees 100%. A part of me, amen. And yeah, I believe that. But I firmly believe if you, as a person, and I'm saying if Naughty, you jump up and say you want to be president of the Bahamas Basketball Federation, heavy the crown, heavy the head, or whatever it is, who made a better crown, you when you decide you can do that, you coming in there to say that you're going to take the federation to another level and take national teams to another level. That means you come in to find, you got to find the money. You're the president. So plenty of times when people want to be president because they used to play the sport, no man, you need people who business people who could raise the funds and who could do the things. Why do you think the Olympic Association start they going to get Peter Urbrock? They got a fellow who could raise money.
Now listen.
Why do you think the NBA had David Stern?
Let me say,
David
listen.
Stern didn't play a day.
David Stern with the devil, but let me tell you something, buddy. He could have made money for the NBA. Cost Kobe Bryant 2 MVPs in the process, making money for the NBA, pushing Steve Nash into international basketball brand. Don't get me started, but yeah.
Look what the NFL has done. The NFL has taken their. I remember growing up, football was September to January. That was football to us. Football now, January to January.
Yes, indeed.
Football is almost a 12-month sport for us now in terms of the marketing they've done and the things they've done to make you want to follow football. All right, you got the Super Bowl in February. Then you got OTAs and you got the rookie, the combines, and right into the draft. Then you got OTAs,
you got a lot. And you're occupied.
If you decide that you're going to take up the role of president of the Bahamas Basketball Federation, Baseball Federation, B3As, Swimming Federation, you have to be able to, you as the president, have to be able to bring a heavy amount of money to the table in terms of helping, having connections or people who can help you raise money, raise funds. For the government should come in the plug and make sure the teams travel. Make sure you back you up. You fall short, the government there. You need this, the government there. If you go in on a third class ticket, the government might pay it up, clash it, assess, stuff like that. But I never believe that the government should finance every single team. Let's call up or text her.
Let's go to the phones. We got a call now. Let's go to the phone line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, what is it, Naughty?
What's happening?
Everything good.
What you got for me today, bro?
Hey, LeBoy, what is that?
I read it, my brother. I read it.
Naughty. Naughty.
Mm-hmm.
I just listened to the fella stem, right? That's the fella there. Jeff, I just listened to him a lot. Let me tell you something. People got to realize, any kind of sportings, international sportings, or how they get internationals and things would be traveling, the government has put what they got to put in it. Whatever they have, whatever funds they have to fund the fellas, they just do that, right? Now, in the stadium, right?
Uh-huh.
Baseball stadium.
Right.
You know everybody going quiet on that, right? And all when the government boys come in and say they can build that and they can fix that up and it costs them X, Y, Z. And some people are
high on
that.
That's for 30
million, right? Now I listen to Teddy Thingham today on the press conference.
He'll be on Friday, as a matter of fact. Tomorrow he'll be on.
No, but what I'm saying is I listen to him on the press conference in the Prime Minister's office on the press conference with the other day.
Right.
He said November, I think it's the 14th or something like that, the stadium will be occupied by a couple international teams along with the Bahamas baseball team. Now, I ain't nobody say nothing yet concerning that. But these people would hold out, but that stadium ain't be ready. Where they can make money from? How they can get revenues for that? And the people tell them how they can do it. They can do it through international
branding,
organizations,
and organization and funding, right?
That's how they can do it. Some of these people don't give the government an opportunity to do what they say they can do. And that's why you have the problem. Some of these fellas, even, you know, sports people. Anyhow, everything good. But you know something, Naughty?
I appreciate the contributions, and I'm going to keep an eye on that. Now, you are aware, too, though.
One second.
You are aware, speaking of the baseball stadium, they are setting up that Concacaf office down there as well, too. So they're going to have international directors year-round now.
Right, that's what they're
developing
doing.
Baseball. So you got to look at all the entities and the nuts and bolts that go with it.
But that's
now, you know,
what
I don't let too many,
doing, Naughty.
You know, I don't let too many people beat up on baseball around here. You know, my heart is near the baseball.
Naughty, that's what they can be doing. But watch this. Listen to me. You was my boy. You might forget who I is, because I talk to you for a little while, right?
All right, the voice sounds familiar. That's what I think, yeah.
This Killaboo.
Yeah, that's what I thought. What's going
on? That's the one which was all out with dolphins.
Yeah, you was a big dolphin.
Yeah. Now, listen, my thing is, I had a problem with you Monday.
What happened? What did I say Monday?
Because when I go on there, I say I can talk to you on Monday. But when the show come on, they haul out. This is a thing.
Listen, yeah, I
ain't
gonna lie to you.
Don't tell me Naughty going in the closet.
No, I didn't go in the closet. You missed
don't
it because
worry. I got him.
Pearly got me right at the beginning of the show, and I let him come on 5 minutes to 5 before I left, and let him give me my things. I had a previously engagement booked. I had to do a comedy gig at a corporate function, and you know how that is. Keyword check was good, so I had to go make that, my brother.
Yeah, because I was saying to myself, mm-hmm. I say, but Naughty don't run
and that,
nothing.
And that was booked from a year out, so I couldn't. I couldn't.
Business
and money.
And right.
You gotta work
but know something. On behalf of Dolphin Nation, pearly slow roasted me like corn in Andrus. You know how he roasted the corn in Andrus? He slow roasted me. He got me.
I didn't want slow roasted you. I just didn't want to talk.
Right.
I just didn't want to talk about the Tingham game. The game with your team and
yeah, with Green Bay. Listen, Rogers owns us. I don't know. We must have done something in a past life to his family,
it's
but
like,
he owns
like
us.
His best has come out when he play y'all.
Hey, 8-1. I can't run from it. He owns us. It
it's
is
like,
what it is.
It's like it'd be like a miracle.
It's kind of like how we owned Favre back in the 90s, but yeah, that's water under the bridge. He owns us, bro. 8-1
in the
joke.
Game, though.
Yeah, it was.
It's a solid game. I enjoy it.
You know, I'm so tired of him beating us. I just wish he'd just blow us out. He's always doing it in the most hurtful, stinking, disgusting way ever. But he caused me to drink extra Jack Daniels and all. And then the next day, I'd be like, I'm out. Rogers cost me. But don't be no stranger, Killer Boo. All right? Call me, man. All right? We,
yeah,
we appreciate your contributions,
one.
Man.
What costing you, Naughty?
Yeah.
What costing you?
Huh?
And Dominic and Sue just signed with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Earl. My brother. I know where this motivation comes from. This is all out expenses to keep the Dolphin jersey out of the grill. I've been trying to hear it. It's in the comment and Sue been eating KFC and been drinking, eating Doritos, running his Doritos through the dip for the last 9 weeks. He can take at least 2 or 3 weeks to get in shape. The reason why they signed him? No, let me tell you the reason. Watch this, Pearly. Now, you can say how I make things sound good, but watch this. Washington punched Philadelphia in the mouth the other day by running the football with average running backs.
Yeah.
They know that they got to take on the Giants.
So did Green Bay punch y'all in the mouth by running the football.
That's the end of the day. So did Chicago. Yeah, you could run on Dallas, but we got enough offense that we'll be in games, as you can see.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
They have repeatedly punched the Eagles in the mouth, and the Eagles know down the stretch they got the Giants who run the football. They got the Cowboys who run the football.
That's why they get a Dominic.
They got, hold on.
They just clogged their memory.
Now, listen, no later than today, I said it, and I had to ride with the picks because 8-1 against a team with a, you know, former player, analyst, head coach. But then I realized if Indianapolis could run the ball with Jonathan Taylor, they're going to be in the game on Sunday against Philadelphia. Be careful. So Philly makes that move because they know their weakness, their glaring weakness, is running the football right down the middle with them. And second of all,
okay.
Their offense has been sporadic in the second half. They come out in the first half like gangbusters. They'll beat the bejesus out of you in the first two quarters. Check them out in the third. Check them out in the fourth, holding on for their life. And if you can't stop the run in the third and the fourth quarter, the offense don't get back on the field to give you a chance to run out the clock or win the game or get back in the game. So this is a stopgap move. Adding them, Sue, because they see the landscape in the division, 8-1, 7-2, and 6-3 bearing down on them. They still got to play the Cowboys and the Giants and a couple of other teams. So before it's all said and done, this was a good move by Roseman, as he always does, good GM by in Philadelphia, to stop the gap and keep them competitive, and it's an all-in move. If they get lightning in the bottle, they make a playoff run, a deep playoff run, possible Super Bowl run. But the good thing is none of these guys are on the books next year because they're one and done rentals for this year. So, again, Roseman doing a good job in Philadelphia. Now,
sounds good.
I made it sound good. Hey, I know, Pearly. I know.
Really, really good. You almost had me this now, but I wasn't, you know. You almost
all right.
had me. Almost.
Back to your lines. The Federation knew that they didn't have the monies to send the team, so why waste the people time making them think they were going? The money didn't just fall short, they knew from the break, so why waste the team members' time and effort with continuous practice and pie-in-the-sky promises?
Some things I would like to say, but I can't say on the radio, you know. Maybe they thought... because of their connection, they were going to be able to get a couple extra dollars. Maybe, I don't know. I don't want to accuse them of anything. I don't want to say anything. I don't want to say anything. I prefer them to have something to say. You know, I don't know what happened. You'll have to ask. You know.
All right. I got some for you, Pearly.
Yeah, but you know, some people based on all kind of, let's say, one company that went bankrupt that they were supposed to finance it. I don't know.
Who,
that's
FTX?
True.
I mean, they were supposed to.
I did not say that. I did not say that.
I was asking you if it was. I was asking.
I don't know. You're hearing all kind of things. I waiting on three guys that are being down to come tell me they break the sound. You're hearing all kind of things.
You paid for 3 years out of van down to say they're pregnant. For Jesus, take the wheel.
I mean, that's how outrageous some of the rumors you're hearing. So I hold it.
And ladies and gentlemen, that was another pearlyism right here on Talking Head Sports.
Hey, guess what? Justin Verlander won a third.
Hold on, stop, Pearly. Me and Mr. Producer still... No, you ain't getting out of that. Me and Mr. Producer, we still having our laugh because we will know how we get to three. Not even one or two, but three. How to get to three out of Bantan? It couldn't be two out of Bantan and one off East Street? What's going on?
It's all better saying they two or one. It's all better saying three.
Yeah, I tell
you. Over the hill, three.
Now, listen, there's a question that came through, and this is a pretty good one. Naughty, if you and Pearly had to draft out of Tua's draft class, all right, who would you take, Tua or Hurts? Boy.
Not looking at what's going on now, I would have still gone with Tua. And I tell you what, I watched a story on YouTube today with Trent Dilfer talking about
the but hold on now. Hold on. Allow me to interject here, though. Please. Because, boy, now hold on. Jalen Hurts was the number 5 quarterback taken in that draft, all right?
Yes.
He was the 5th one. Jordan Love was 4th.
Yeah.
Tua was 3rd.
Yeah.
Justin Herbert was 2nd. And Joe Burrow was 1st. Listen, I got to put Joe Burrow in that conversation, Pearly.
Okay.
I got to put him in the conversation. Herbert is there knocking on the conversation statistically, but he hasn't done anything in the postseason. But my God, Burrow is there, and Burrow's been to the Super Bowl. Yeah, he lost, but he's been there. And he's put up numbers, too.
But that Johnny Jackson song keep playing in my head right now.
What have you done for me lately?
Yeah.
Boy, look here, a lot of Texas chiming in, though. Burrow. Now he's here. Here it comes. Tua.
Yeah,
but you see the watch now. Here it comes. Tua.
Money in the water. No. You're muddy in the water, man. Don't do that. The Texas said Hurts or Tua. He don't borrow in this. Let Burrow go back in the day. He asked about them two players. And I say Tua, okay?
And you say Tua.
Tua, as a high school quarterback, they have this thing, a 6-week program called the Elite 11. The 11 top quarterbacks in the nation.
Right.
Tua came in as the 11th quarterback. Within 2 weeks, he was the 8th quarterback. At the end of the 11 weeks, he won the most valuable player as the number 1 quarterback out of the high school class. But what was said about it is they saw Trent Dilfer. This is a trend, a school Trent Dilfer and some others do. They talked about his progress and how he's disciplined and how he learns. And they say that's only the tip of the iceberg. And what we can see him do is going to be tremendous in Alabama and when he gets to the NFL level. And we have not seen the best of Tua yet.
All right.
Based on the back, you know, whatever, based on what he's saying and what I'm seeing, we're not seeing the base of Tua yet. And so I would go with Tua.
All right. Probably we got to make this quick because we got to get to the break because, you know, the final 10 today, Sports Illustrated start. I'm going to send them for the football, fantasy football aficionados. Here's one off the text lines, though. Hey, Naughty, I'm listening to the show. Here's some input. The $80,000 to $85,000 the government gives is for the entire federation, all levels, junior and senior, male and females. A national team contingent usually takes 16 to 17 people. A trip to somewhere in South America can cost $800 to $1,200 per ticket or more. Let's say $16,000 is where it starts. Stipends depends on the level you can stay. Another $500 to $1,000 per traveler. Let's average it to say about $8,000. Uniforms, $2,000. And that's not counting food and accommodations. 10 rooms for 7 nights at $200 per night. That's $14,000. That's about $50,000 for one travel team.
Yeah.
Thanks for that input, Texter. I appreciate it. Bring some clarification. All right, real quick, Pearly, tonight in the NBA, you got 3 games on top in the NBA tonight, all late night games. 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and 10:30. You got the Nets and the Blazers. I like the Blazers to win that one. Spurs and the Kings. I like the Kings to win that one at home. Pistons and the Clippers. I like the Clippers to get it done. I'm a bet it, set it, and forget it on the Island game. NFL action tonight, you got the Titans in Green Bay. I think Green Bay keeps it going. I think they caught a little bit of momentum.
You know what, I believe so too.
Yeah, and I think they get it done. It may be ugly, but I think they get it done. All right.
If Green Bay wins tonight, I think you'll see them do some good things for the rest. No, I don't think anybody else.
But they'll make a little run.
That was just lightning in the bottle last week.
All right. Well, for everybody who chimed in the first hour and for the second hour, and Pearly, the king of air fryers and dolphin aficionado, appreciate you chiming in, my brother. And we're going to get to the break.
Yeah, my email.
And on, I got your email. I got your link and I'll send it. I promise you, man. As soon as we hit the break, on the flip side of the break, Michael Fabiano and the crew from Sports Illustrated Stardom will send them for all of my fantasy football aficionados. Pick up the Mr. Producer. Another good one in the bucket today, my brother. We are up out of here. We will see you tomorrow. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it. Deuces, we going.
Get a jump start on gifts at KFC this holiday season. This November, when you enjoy the craveable flavor of a KFC Meal Deal Mega or a Big Deal Mega, you can enter for a chance to win. KFC is giving away every week that can be yours by simply mega-sizing and entering your receipt. Enjoy your finger-licking good KFC chicken meal and enter the metaverse, courtesy of KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Pumped for pumpkin? Indulge your pumpkin passion with Dunkin's Pumpkin Spice Flavored Coffees. Enjoy a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with rich espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Or try the new Nutty Pumpkin Coffee, combining Dunkin' Original Blend Coffee, hazelnut flavor, a delicious pumpkin spice swirl, and cream for a delicious nutty twist. Available hot or cold, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
We've made it to week 11 of the fantasy football season. That means the fantasy playoffs are just around the corner. We've got four teams on bye this week and a host of injuries, so I got to bring in the expert, SI Senior Fantasy Analyst Michael Fabiano, to help us set the best lineups for this weekend. Okay, Fabs, wow, it's been brutal this week, but I know you're going to help us out. Let's start at the quarterback position. We know that we're without, a lot of people. Matt Stafford's been injured, Kyler Murray's been injured, but you say there's a few people we can count on, one of which may be even available on the waiver wire.
Yeah, let's start off with Dak Prescott, though. Certainly not going to be available on the wire, but a guy who, even though the Cowboys lost last week, which I'm still kind of not over, he had over 19 fantasy points, and he's got a really good matchup this week against the Vikings. Their defense has allowed 17-plus fantasy points to five quarterbacks, including three who have gone over 19. This should be a high-scoring game. Start Dak Prescott, and the quarterback you mentioned who could be on the waiver wire, Daniel Jones. Like, I get it. He's inconsistent, okay? But the Giants are winning games, surprisingly or not, and he has scored 18-plus points in two of his last three games. He's got the Lions coming up next. They've allowed six quarterbacks to score more than 18 points, including five with more than 24 and two who've gone over 31. So So this is a really good spot for Daniel Jones.
Yeah, it's hard to believe, but the Giants are actually in second place in the NFC East. I'm not going to talk about it anymore. Let's talk about quarterbacks. We're going to sit again, another waiver wire ad, and someone whose team just can't seem to win, and he even got emotional about it this week, and you say doesn't look positive for him to put up a lot of stats this week for you either.
And that's Derek Carr, and I'm a fan of him as a person and as a quarterback. He's actually had a couple of good games in a row, 18-plus points in two straight games. But look at his numbers historically against Denver. They're terrible. He is averaging 12.5 fantasy points in 16 career games against Denver. So you want to fade him. There's not a lot of Raiders to like this week outside of Devontae Adams and Josh Jacobs. And then Matt Ryan, who had a very good game last week. He was a top five fantasy quarterback. Thank you, Jeff Saturday, by the way, for bringing him back. But I don't love the matchup against the Eagles. No team in the league has allowed fewer fantasy points to quarterbacks. So maybe you can pick up Matt Ryan. I'm not playing him in traditional one quarterback leagues.
I'm going to echo that. Thank you, Jeff Saturday, because Jonathan Taylor finally had the day I've been waiting for all season long. All right, speaking of running backs, Baker Mayfield's supposed to be taking over this week, but you say stay the course with Donta Foreman because he's been a stud.
All Baker has to do is hand the ball off to him. I mean, can he mess that up? I mean, maybe he can. I'm not sure. But yeah. Foreman's been, he's been great. I mean, look at his numbers. He's had one really bad game over the last month or so. You play the Ravens, three running backs have beaten them for 14-plus points in three of their last four games. So you think Ravens and you think good defense, but running backs can have success against them. And speaking of a team that running backs have success against, how about the Houston Texans? I mean, every single week, there's a running back absolutely boat racing this team. And next up, they have the Washington Commanders. So I'm going to play Antonio Gibson, and you can also play Brian Robinson this week as well. The Texans have allowed 15-plus fantasy points to seven running backs, including five who've gone over 27 and four, Jen, who've gone over 30. I mean, it's insane. It's like Christmas Day for running backs when you play the Texans. So play Antonio Gibson. And as I mentioned, Brian Robinson is also a flex.
The Houston Texans are like a cheat code for player props too. Basically every week I just go in and I'm like, okay, what's the player prop for the running back facing the Texans? I take that over and it's like, it's free money. It's just free money at SI Sportsbook. So check that out. All right, as far as who we're sitting at the running back position, Najee Harris had his best game of the season last week, but you say we can't quite trust it.
I'm going with the two running backs I said to sit last week. One I was right about. Najee Harris scored 9 points. And he was actually really good. His rushing totals were very good. He does not get utilized as a pass catcher anymore, though. And he was a guy who caught over 70 balls last year. He's not even on pace for 50 this year. And the matchup's not great against Cincinnati. And then James Conner, hey, I was dead wrong about him last week. He had a couple of touchdowns. But when Matt Stafford wasn't playing, I think that changed the dynamic of the game. And, of course, Kyler Murray not being in there as well. If Kyler's able to come back this week, I think Conner sees less of a role. And the Niners are really good against running backs. In fact, no running back, aside from Christian McCaffrey when he played for the Panthers, has scored more than 16.5 fantasy points against San Francisco. And they've allowed the second fewest points. So, Jen, this is more of a beware than a hard sit. Right. Just temper your expectations for James Conner.
Yeah, he could easily just get a goal line carry and end up being okay. But I'm with you. And going back to Najee Harris, you're right. He's not catching anymore. But just as a note, Jaylen Warren could be available on a waiver wires. And he is the running back that's getting those receptions. And now that Chase Claypool's gone, he could be someone you want to put your waiver wire claims in for. Okay, moving over to wide receivers. Rondale Moore looked good even with Colt McCoy. And you say go ahead and fire him up this weekend.
And the last couple of matchups on paper have not been good for Rondale Moore, but he has been very good, 14-plus points in three straight games, 31 targets in that time, and now there's no Zach Ertz. And we know Hollywood Brown is close to coming back, but I don't know that he'll be back this week for that game in Mexico. Then you factor in the Niners. Their defense is very good, but they've given up the second most points to slot receivers, which is where Moore has run about 55% of his routes. So I think he is in the wide receiver two flex conversation. And so is Darnell Mooney. Now, I get it. His numbers have been a bit uneven this year. He's hard to trust, but he's got Atlanta this week. I mean, their defense has given up the most fantasy points to wide receivers, the second most points to perimeter receivers. Justin Fields is the hottest quarterback, not only in the NFL, but on the planet right now. So Darnell Mooney is a very good play this week.
Oh, my God. Justin Fields is going to have another field day, unintended, on Sunday. He can't win a game for his team quite yet, but he's certainly winning games for me, his fantasy manager. Thank you so much, Justin Fields, especially since you were a waiver wire ad. Oh, I just love it. Okay, let's talk about who we're going to sit at wide receiver. You talked about sitting Matt Ryan. You're also sitting Michael Pittman.
Pittman's more of a beware. Now, I told you to sit him last week. He didn't have a great game. It was Paris Campbell who had a big game, and of course, Jonathan Taylor. And anytime a wide receiver who's not an elite type guy is facing Darius Slay, you got to be concerned. Now, Terry McLaurin did have a good game on Monday night, so I will say that. But overall, the Eagles have been tough against perimeter receivers. So you can start Pittman, but temper your expectations in that game. And then Drake London, he had a good game. Finally, it was the first time he had scored double-digit points since week three. But now he's got the Bears. And you may not think of the Bears as this great defense, and I'm not saying that they are, but this unit has surrendered just two touchdowns and the second fewest fantasy points to perimeter receivers.